Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Keota Superintendent Dennis Phelps about the most recent Keota School Board meeting.
So what can you tell me, first of all, about the elementary principal position?
Well, we hired a young man by the name of Josh Smith. He currently was, the past few years, been a teacher and coach at HLV in Victor. He's completing a degree from Brigham University. He's going to be elementary principal / curriculum director for Keota. You know, young, enthusiastic, energetic, really excited about starting this part of his new career.
How many applicants did you have?
Probably somewhere between 12 to 15 applicants. We invited 5 for an interview, and then one decided not to interview, just the day. So we ended up interviewing 4 people. We had a parent community committee. We had a staff committee, and of course, an administration team. So they did 3 interviews. So we kind of rotated around. We had the 4, so we had 3 groups interviewing. 4th time slot would have been they took a tour of the building and had a little short break for themselves. So that's kind of how we did that first part. And we spent probably about 45 minutes with each interview, moving right along. This is kind of a buzzsaw as far as going through the process. And then when they were done with the interviews, then we had this school board come in. And the school board divided up into 2 groups of 2 and 1 person by themselves, so you didn't have a quorum. You have about 10 to 15 minutes where the school board members could just sit and introduce themselves and just talk with each candidate a little bit and kind of, talk about our school and sell Keota and so forth. Each candidate would go through that, and then I took the 4th slot, and then I visited with each candidate by myself, and kind of talked to them about the day, kind of a little more of an almost like an exit interview, so I could kind of get some feedback on how they felt the interviews went, give me some feedback if we ever go through this again. And we had very positive feedback from all the candidates. I had very kind comments from all the committee members. Publicly, I'd like to take time to thank all those who took time to be part of this process.
The other thing that's probably on everyone's mind was the fire update. What can you tell me about that?
Well, Jerry Sheets, who's kind of our local insurance representative who represents EMC. EMC covers a lot of school districts around the area, around the state, actually. So Jerry's kind of the local contact for that and kind of been the go-between and spearheading between the different entities that are involved in this. Anyway, Jerry gave somewhere between about 25, 30-minute real concise update for it. All the pieces are kind of coming together now. I think the floor, of course, we'll have to clean it or have it cleaned, but the floor, I think, is kind of settled in kind of the current thinking, unless something would change, that, we'll still be able to use the floor this year. And then, in summer, you'll have the opportunity to sand it and, really clean it up and finish it up and everything else. It'll give a year for the floor then to kind of really see if there's any spots, any areas that are of concern. We could fix them, at that point in time. So we're pretty fortunate there. I think there's going to be a little bit of welding on the sport rafters. Don't do a lot, but just some welding on a couple of spots just to make sure the strength is good enough there. The decking has been ordered. It'll probably take a couple of weeks for the ceiling decking to come in. Also, Serpro will be coming in and putting in all the ceiling tile for the hallways and rooms in that around that area. Our first goal is to get all the rooms up and ready to go, get that completed before school starts, obviously. And then they'll start taking off the roof, and the roof is going to be completely redone. There is no idea where to start or to stop on that. I just didn't know how much damage underneath the membrane into the insulation. So they'll take that off, and hopefully they'll take it off, kind of do it in sections. So take it off and put the new section on so the roof isn't open, and try to keep going through that area. And once they get that roof completely done, then they'll come back in, Serpro come back in, and clean the inside of the roof, clean it all up, and then repaint it. It's quite a process to go through. Best guess, and I mean best guess, is hopefully we'd look for maybe the 1st of October, get in. If we got in earlier, we'd be excited. You never know what kind of, and weather and these type of things will play a part too, how much we can get done.
All right. So will that disrupt any athletic stuff?
Obviously we have the main gym, so obviously, arranging of schedules and sharing in that area. Contests, I think probably we can hold all in the gym. Junior high will just have to use the same area right now. We do have a tournament. Actually, we're hosting on the 22nd, but we've been fortunate. English Valley, we're going to host it, but we're going to use the English Valley's facilities. You know, and they allowed us to do that for a year. So had some nice cooperation from our school neighbors and so on. So, you know, we're able to kind of make those arrangements and make those adjustments. And, you know, that's just everybody's going to have to be a little patient and work and cooperate. That's what a school like Kyoto will do. And, you know, we'll work through it. And when we get done, we'll be pleased with what we have.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dennis Phelps. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.